Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
This anecdote thanks to BibleStudyTools.com. This goes back many decades. Mr. John Wanamaker was the superintendent of one of the largest Sunday schools in the world. He had a theory that he'd never put a boy out of his school for bad conduct. He argued if a boy misbehaved, it was through bad training at home, and that if you put him out of the school, no one would take care of him. This theory was put to the test. A teacher came to him and said, "I've got a boy in my class that must be taken out. He breaks the rules continually. He swears and uses obscene language, and I can't do anything with him." Mr. Wanamaker didn't care about putting the boy out, so he sent the teacher back to his class. But the teacher came again and said that unless the boy was taken from his class, he'd leave. Well, the teacher left, and a second teacher was appointed. The same thing happened, and this teacher also resigned. A third teacher was appointed, and he came with the same story. Mr. Wanamaker said, "I will bring this boy up and read his name out in the school and publicly excommunicate him." A young female teacher said to him, "Let me have the boy. I'll try and save him." Well, one day the boy did something shocking to her. So she said to him, "John, let me walk you home." "No," he said, I won't be seen on the streets with you." She thought of another plan. She said, "I won't be at home tomorrow or Tuesday, but if you come round to the front door on Wednesday morning, there'll be a little bundle for you." "I don't want it. You can keep your own bundle," he said. She went home, but still put the bundle together. She thought curiosity might make him come. Wednesday morning arrived, and the curious boy knocked at the door. She gave him the bundle. Inside was clothing and a note which read something like this: "Dear Johnny, ever since you've been in my class, I've prayed for you every morning and evening that you might be a good boy, and I want you to stay in my class. Do not leave me." The next morning, the little boy went to her house and was crying. She put her arms around his neck. He said to her, "My dear teacher, I haven't had any peace since I got this note from you. I want you to forgive me." She said, "Won't you let me pray for you to come to Jesus?" And she got on her knees and prayed. Mr. Wanamaker said that boy became the best boy in his Sunday school. It was love that broke that boy's heart. I'm Aaron Wright.